Welcome, After Buzzers, to Wags Miami After Show. Get into it. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty is all we're talking tonight.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I absolutely, first of all, I love this song, but I truly think that Kayla may have never heard this song before, so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So welcome, you guys. I am your host tonight, Dominique Price. You guys can find me on all social media platforms at DominiquePESQ. And the beautiful Tessa is to my left. Tell them where they can find you.
Hi, guys. You guys can find me on all social media at Tessa_Saval.
Well, guys, let's get into episode 5.
So loyalty.
Loyalty was a really big part of tonight's theme, from Hinsha issues to Kayla issues to even issues with Ashley and Phil talking about their bachelor and bachelorette parties. But tonight's episode actually opens up with Hinsha and her mom, which I thought were so freaking cute. I thought it was really great to see Hinsha's mother lives in Haiti still. And Hinsha, of course, lives in Miami, so they don't get a lot of time to actually spend time together. But Hinsha's mom was actually dropping a lot of dating gems for Hinsha. So let's get into that. So Hinsha's mom basically tells Hinsha that if you dress properly and close your legs, you could have been married at least twice by now.
I was dying. I mean, it's kind of interesting to see how well, I mean, like, obviously all moms know their children pretty well, but, like, she knows Hinsha. Like, she knows she's crazy. And it was cool to see kind of them interact and also learn more about Hinsha growing up. I thought that was really cool, too. We kind of got more of an insight into her childhood because we haven't really heard much before about
that. This was some really great character development for me, at least with Hinsha, because I feel like in last season and in this season, you really get to see the more playful side of Hinsha. We've heard a lot about, you know, her dating woes, but Hinsha as a person, we really haven't got an opportunity to really explore. And so Hinsha's mom really goes into detail about how she was really spoiled and how her dad wasn't around. They don't really get into detail as to why she only seen her dad a few times a year, but they begin to talk in Darnell's kitchen. They're making some beautiful Haitian food. I myself have never had Haitian food, so I was sitting there like, oh my god, I gave up meat like a month ago and this is making me so hungry. But it was so cute. But Hinsha's mom kind of goes into, like, you know, maybe she did spoil her too much, but that they were afforded certain luxuries in life. And so I thought that was a really interesting piece where Hinsha basically told her, like, I think because of the fact that my dad wasn't really around and, you know, you really did spoil me, like, that's the reason why I have such a hard time with relationships. And Hinsha's mom pretty much calls bullshit.
Yeah. And she totally does. Did not have it. And Hinsha's alluded to the fact that she has daddy issues before. So it kind of like continues to reiterate that this really was a common thing. It wasn't like, oh, just saying it type of thing. Because I feel like some people just joke around sometimes. Yeah. The way she said it seemed very playful. But yeah, I was really surprised to now understand kind of her lifestyle growing up.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting, but watching the dynamic between Hinsha and her mom, and we're hearing a little bit more about Hinsha, it reminded me that, you know, over the last, you know, two seasons, you know, we're at, you know, episode 5 at this point in season 2, we've really gotten an opportunity to know more about Darnell and Ashley. We've heard a lot from Claudia and Astrid. We've met, you know, pretty much everybody's parents. I feel like Hinsha and Matisha both are two of the last characters that we truly haven't gotten an opportunity to dive into. And so I thought that was really interesting. I'm wondering if we're ever going to get a chance to really
Sorry, guys. Getting a cold. Ignore the sniffles.
No, exactly. We all have our moments. We're going through like the summer cold. I was sick last week, so we'll bear with you today. Hope you're okay. Let me know if you need some tissue. I'm hoping, but what I was going to say was I'm hoping we get an opportunity to see a little bit more from Matisha. So besides the stuff that we've seen with Larry, we don't really know who Matisha is at this point. So I'm hoping we get an opportunity to see a little bit more than that. But the episode kind of swings straight into our conversation of loyalty tonight. tonight, our first conversation loyalty, which is why, you know, titled tonight's episode Loyalty, 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 because we see it in three major parts of tonight's episode. And the first major one was we see Darnell getting her hair done. Ashley's there and Faven are all kind of talking just about the upcoming bachelorette party. And they randomly start talking about Kayla kind of throwing Astrid under the bus after Astrid threw the drink in Hinch's face. And so I sat there for a little bit like, I know I wasn't here last week. Did I miss something major that happened? I didn't hear any of this conversation. So I felt like throughout the episode, I was really having to like listen hard to figure out exactly what was said and what wasn't. What did you kind of pick up in that first initial mentioning of the fact that Kayla had said some off the wall stuff?
Yeah, you know what? I was a little confused as well because I didn't remember a big moment that happened with them. So I think I was just a little thrown off as why there was so much hostility towards her, because I just didn't really recall something that dramatic going on. So that kind of threw me too. I don't know if they just kind of like left bits and pieces out of that with the editing, but it kind of felt a little weird that there was just so much drama around something that wasn't really highlighted on the show previously.
It was very interesting for this to be such a big moment in tonight's episode that they didn't give us any type of back. And so I was wondering if, you know, maybe the camera stopped rolling after the fight and everybody left, because Darnell does say that it was just the four of them. It was, just the three of them. It was Kayla, Darnell, and Faven that kind of lingered on after everyone kind of dispersed after the big, what I will call the drink thrown scandal. And so Darnell kind of basically says that Kayla said, I don't know if I can be friends with her anymore. She's not somebody I want in my circle. And so, you know, this prompts Ashley to kind of say, well, hey, there's a lot of like misdynamics going on in the group. So maybe we need to figure out who should come and who shouldn't, which to me just seemed like old school burn book.
I know. It was so like Mean Girls. I was like, boy, they're like writing down like all the things about them on the side. I was like,
mortified. I was like, if I ever caught my friends doing this, and I mean, you guys, it's a national television show. So it's like, it was really hurtful. And I'm one of those people, like, I feel like I can kind of see where Kayla's coming from, like, kumbaya, and I just want everyone to be friends, because I sat there and watched them make this pros and cons list of, you know, Hinch may slap somebody, which could be a pro or a con, and, you know, Claudia's just X'd out because nobody wants her there anyways. And I was just like, oh my God.
I know, they are vicious.
And it kind of made me in the last season and a half, we've had the opportunity to have Astrid, Darnell, and Claudia all come on the show. And one thing that Claudia always says is like, these girls are vicious. And I've always kind of been like, Claudia, I think you're being a drama queen. I don't think they're that bad. But in the last few episodes, I've been like, Claudia, girl, I apologize for doubting you, girl. Because I was like, I had to clutch my pearls. I was like, this is a lot. But from there, Ashley pretty much decides like, Claudia is getting no type of invite.
Yeah.
I was just like, I was hoping that her and Ashley were like kind of getting on a path where they could potentially be cool in the last few episodes. Did I read that wrong?
No, I mean, they seem very civil and like supportive. I know kind of secretly I think they weren't, but to their faces, they seem very good to each other. So yeah, I was hoping it would continue down. And I felt like Claudia was the bigger person right off the bat of saying like, it's okay, like I respect that you don't want me there, that's okay. But then it just seemed to continue to escalate, which was so unnecessary.
Yeah, so you're talking about how the conversation from the kitchen turned into a rooftop, even more bachelorette planning, where the girls kind of talk about, you know, who's coming, who's not, and in walks Kayla with Claudia, and we're just like, Did she not get the memo? Like, what's happening here? And so Claudia sits down very bewildered, like, what energy did I just walk in on? And I'm like, you know, as girls, we walk into a room and we instantly feel like that kind of like uneasy, insecure feeling where you feel like everyone's kind of like, you know, either talking about you or you're not wanted. Mm-hmm. And so I felt two ways about this, and I want to hear your thoughts on it. So on the one end, you have Ashley kind of speaks up and she's like, hey, I want to get to know you a little bit better. I want us to potentially like move in a place where we can actually be cool. But I just don't feel like my bachelorette weekend is the weekend to do that. Claudia gets a little offended and she's like, you know what? I don't need to be here. I'm going to exit because I don't feel wanted and I don't have to like, I don't need this and I don't really care to go. And I felt like I was actually very proud of Ashley and how she stated what she was saying. She opened the door of reconciliation. She said, you know, I want to get to know you outside of this on a friend level, just not this personal of a weekend. And it kind of seemed like Claudia took it extremely personal. Like, I continue to, you know, extend the olive branch and Ashley's not accepting it. So I'm done now. Am I reading too much into that?
I think maybe. Well, I don't know. I felt like, honestly, Claudia didn't seem very, I don't know what the right word would be. I guess, like, offended. I feel like she got it. I just think that she felt, like, attacked in the sense that she wasn't, like, invited and everyone kind of knew and it was just awkward. But I felt like she honestly did handle it well. Mm-hmm. I don't think she was, like, rude or bitchy about it because I think she was like, okay, like, you guys do your thing. I'm going to leave. Like, clearly I'm not welcome. She could have, you know, done, like, a Hensha move and, like, thrown something or, I don't know, pushed someone in the pool. Like, I think it was fine.
Well, I mean,
but I do feel bad for Claudia. I feel bad for Claudia.
I don't think she's being picked on because I feel like Claudia, you know, I always say it's interesting because, you know, all of these episodes kind of build upon each other. And I feel like Hensha off the bat, I mean, not Hensha, I apologize. Claudia last season off bat just had a hatred for Ashley and they had words and it had got real testy. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Claudia hasn't completely got over that hurdle where she's willing to kind of let all that go. And I feel like Ashley is. But what I thought was interesting in what Claudia said was, I don't need these people. Like, very, like, in a dismissive way when I felt like that might not have been the best response to Ashley's point. Because I felt like Ashley was just saying, hey, this is a very personal moment, and we're not there yet, but I'm interested in getting us there. I felt like Claudia handled it way better than a lot of people would have. But I feel like a more mature response would have been like, you know what, girl? I hear you. Let's have drinks when you guys get back from L.A. And we'll continue to, you know, work on if we could actually be friends. You know, but just being like, I don't need these people because, you know, you weren't invited, I feel like was a little childish.
I guess you're right. I see your point. You're changing my mind a little
bit. Yes! One person at a time.
One person at a time. No, I get it. I think I just was expecting, because they're all very vibrant people, for her to kind of have a freak out. So for her to nod, I'm like, oh yeah, she's good.
We do have to give Claudia some credit for not having a freak out moment, for not, you know, throwing drinks in anybody's face, because, you know, that happens. So I think I think Claudia did a really good job. And so the girls have, like, talked up the situation. You know, they bring up to Kayla once again, but they do mention in front of Claudia the comments that Kayla made about Astrid. So everyone's kind of thinking at this point, you know, Claudia being Astrid's best friend, she's gonna, you know, let her into all of the gossip that's being shared. And so we move right over into Astrid's event for her swim line. Congrats, Astrid, on the anniversary of your swim line. I mean, if you want to send swimsuits my way, I'm open and I'm available because they look super cute. But it's a really cute event. You know, some of the girls are there. We see Darnell and Faven immediately kind of come in and they're talking to each other. Kayla's there. And off to the side is Claudia. And so I thought it was interesting that if her only beef is really with Ashley, why she didn't come over and say anything to anyone. Like, she sees that they're standing over there and she's like, I'm with my own people. I know, you know, Astrid's parents. I'm gonna sit over here.
I didn't think it was that weird, to be honest. I mean, they're both just doing their thing.
I get it. I guess I kind of look at it like we're technically like coworkers. We work at the same company and we're at an event. I'm gonna at least come over and at least say like, hey, But I was like, I get that she may just kind of be like, I don't want the drama. Mm-hmm. I don't want to deal with you girls anymore. And I get it. So no shade to Claudia for not, you know, coming in. But Darnell decides that this is a perfect opportunity to say something to Astrid about Kayla's comments. And we all have to just put our heads down for a second because I'm like, Darnell, you were the main one talking about time and place.
Time and place.
You know, she
I
was
know.
So...
Come on, Darnell. It's really?
I'm like, she was so offended when Astrid brought up her business on her birthday and how she needs to become, like, you know, more centered in that. And she was like, I understood what you were trying to say. It was something that I needed to hear, but not the right time to be drunk in a jacuzzi. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, we have Darnell tables turned and you're releasing negative information at my event launch?
I know.
Crazy. Crazy.
These women, I love them, but they're crazy.
I love to hate them. I'm just like, people. Like, people. Like, can we act civilized? And I wanted to understand if maybe Darnell was just saying it in a way like, oh, girl, I'm surprised you invited Kayla because of all the crap she was talking. So I was like, maybe she just assumed that Astrid knew. I was trying to figure out how that lead-in happened.
I feel like she wouldn't have known because she probably wouldn't have invited her if she knew. So it was a weird situation. Again, I don't think it was the right time and place. But of course, I mean...
These women are crazy. And it's interesting. So Astrid hears this information and she says, security.
Yeah. Okay. That took it too far. Astrid, I think that went a little too far when you had to have a security. Also, what did Kayla say? Kayla said, I don't know where my purse is at. Who doesn't know where their purse is?
At a party.
I'm sorry, but that was just a little odd to me. I thought it was so odd. I just wrote it down. I was like, your purse.
What? I mean, there are two party rules. You don't put your drink down and you don't lose your purse. Like, all girls know this.
I was just like, wait, what?
It was a big purse.
It was. I'm like, you just leave your purse elsewhere in the venue? I don't know. I thought that was a purse check? I don't know. I just am like, the point of having a purse is to like have it with you. So you have your phone or whatever you need. I don't know. I just found that weird for some reason.
I was confused. And then she breaks out into hysteria. Kayla gets very hysterical about the fact that her friend has just asked her to leave the party. And she's outside crying when security comes out to make sure she exits the premises.
What I also found interesting is she said, I'm not used to fake people, yet she tends to be in this world. Like, right? She's a wag. Like, but what?
I think that was the one comment I was just kind of like, now Kayla, who's fake exactly? Because you're pretending to be very oblivious to these comments that you made out of your mouth and you spoke to Astrid the very next day.
I know.
So who's fake? I felt like maybe there was a mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fakest of them all?
Oh my God.
Me. And I truly felt like maybe Kayla was trying to say, I've never been around fake people. And she was saying, I'm the fake one. Mm. I'm fake. Yeah. I've never been around me.
That's a good one. Okay, but here's where I do feel for Kayla. Because if she is a people pleaser, which kind of was a theme throughout the episode, I tend to be that way. That's kind of my guilty flaw as well. I like to please. So I get it. Sometimes you're just, especially when you're around those dominant personalities like they are, you kind of tend to like shift your views essentially as to what happened, how you feel. I get that. But if you know that, it's time to grow from it, right?
That's what my thought was. But I was just like, you know, Kayla, you're one of the married wags. You're one of the older wags. So I'm just kind of like, I thought she would have figured this out. But it's okay.
It's okay.
Kayla's getting,
we still love you.
Kayla is getting schooled tonight on being a friend.
Yes.
Because we're going to see in a little bit how Kayla's just kind of like, I thought I was being a friend. I'm so confused. But they get her together and all will be right with Kayla in the world. But before we get into that, we see a very, very interesting conversation between Ashley and Phil as they talk about should they have bachelor and bachelorette parties and what kind of activities are okay and not okay for this party.
I felt a little, I don't know the right word for this, and I keep saying that tonight. Ashley, I thought, was not being fair, I guess. If she wants to do this crazy wild bachelorette party, she has to be okay with, in my opinion, Phil doing the same.
I agree 1,000%, but I felt like Ashley's point was our crazy is staying up all night and going out and getting drunk, you know, and having a chill night. I'm nervous that your crazy is going to be like naked women. And then Phil goes into telling Ashley a story about his friend getting prostitutes. And I'm like, that's probably not what you lead with when you're trying to get your fiance on board with your bachelor party.
Like, I know. That's I was like, that was a bad idea.
Yeah. So Ashley basically tells Phil, like, I consent to your bachelor party. Just don't make me kill you, which is kind of just like, you know, Phil, you may need a good doctor, which I'm super excited about a new medical drama that is going to be coming on ABC tonight, you guys. It's called The Good Doctor. I'm excited about it because I love medical shows back from ER to Grey's Anatomy. Like, I love medical shows. But the story is very interesting because it's about a young man who has autism. And so I think it's just so cool how I think a lot of individuals that are autistic are just absolute geniuses. Their brains just work in a different way. And so I'm loving that ABC is bringing this show to the forefront where we get to see this young doctor by the name of Sean Murphy, who suffers from autism, but he exhibits a genius level skill with just his capabilities as a physician. And he really just kind of gets into the conditions and the new dimensions of, you know, his condition. And this show's actually being produced by David Shore's team, who's behind one of my favorite medical shows, House. So I'm thinking that this is going to be an absolute amazing show. I already have my DVR set, so I'm excited to catch it tonight. It airs Mondays at 10, 9 Central, right after Dancing with the Stars. So you'll get your little dose of those crazy people dancing. I don't get it. But you'll be able to get something really cool. I learned all of my WMD stuff from watching medical shows. So I'm excited to learn. So you guys check out The Good Doctor tonight and tweet me and let me know what you guys think because I will be tuning in. But let's hope that Phil doesn't end up needing The Good Doctor. So, you know, the ladies head to LA for Ashley's bachelorette, which I'm already kind of like, oh my God, how is this going to turn out? And Phil stays back in Miami to have his friends come out for a bachelor party. And the scene opens next up with Ashley, Astrid, Faven, and Darnell and Kayla all in one van. And it's so weird because Kayla's like, well, I sat next to Astrid on the plane and it was so awkward. And I'm like, okay, guys, a flight from Miami to LA nonstop is, bless you.
Thank you.
You need the good doctor yourself.
I need the good doctor help.
That flight alone is a good 5.5 hours. And I'm just like, you didn't think that the perfect time to really talk about this was in a private setting on the plane?
Time and place, people.
Time and place.
I know. I was kind of confused, too. Maybe they felt like they needed, because I feel like this tends to happen, they kind of need to have these conversations with everyone so they have backup.
True. You know, and the other thing that I've learned from being on a show is that a lot of times production will, like, put you on ice, and they're like, you guys can't have this conversation off camera. And so I think it may have been a situation where they were like, we need to see this drama unfold, so park it until you guys land in L.A. And Kayla's kind of making some jokes, like, you know, She's still in this amnesia phase where she's like, I have no clue what you guys are talking about. I don't think I ever said, you know, that Astra was a horrible person, which I don't think anybody ever said that's what she said. So it's a lot of he say, she say going on. But they finally get to the amazing suite that they have here in LA. And I was like, I may check in for the weekend because it just looked amazing. It was like, it had like 3 rooms in it. And
yeah,
they walk insane. In and there's bacon. I miss bacon. There's crab legs, cupcakes, and
fried
wings.
Chicken.
And wings. And yes. I'm like, how is that girl so small? And she can...
She is tiny,
and
Ashley.
She eats so much. I'm like, why can't I have that problem? So the girls eat, and they're kind of talking, and Asher states that she's a little nervous for Hinshaw to get in the room, because can you imagine someone throwing a drink in your face?
Oh my God. Well, Hinshaw, I mean, her presence is just a lot. I can only imagine.
And Astrid's honest. She's just like, I'm very nervous about this weekend. I'm nervous to be around her because we haven't spoken. So I gave props to Astrid for 2 things. One, this is one of a big event that we don't see her having her partner in crime, Claudia, and she's still willing to go. Mm-hmm. She's in a very uncomfortable situation having, you know, her issues with Hinshaw, and she's still willing to go. And I felt like that said a lot about how she's trying to show up this season and be a friend to these other girls, as that was a big issue before. They were like, hey, we want to be your friend. Just because mm-hmm. we're not cool with Claudia doesn't mean that you should distance yourself, which is what we've seen a lot in season 1. So I don't know about Astrid. I don't know if I would have been able to, you know, put on a brave face and go. I mean, I would be afraid that Hinshaw would do her bodily harm.
I know, me too. But I think at the same time, they do kind of have, like I said, backup. So I think it kind of makes everyone feel a little bit more comfortable. Because every time they fight, I feel like it's always, they split. It's like, we got you, we got you. And
I mean, this isn't Jerry Springer, so we have to keep it, like, somewhat, you know, PG. On top of the fact that it would just be all kind of liability if somebody actually ended up getting hurt. So I'm glad that they have security on standby, and so it's looking like things may actually go well. You know, Hinshaw comes in, she's, you know, she's not rude, she's, you know, kind of doing her own thing in the corner, and here comes Kayla!
I know. I, like, feel your energy.
I was Speak just like, Kayla, girl, you are barely okay in this situation. And you just gonna throw somebody else out there? So randomly, you guys, Kayla's just like, you know, screw the stuff between me and Ashley. Hinshaw and Astrid, y'all need to get it together. Mm-hmm. And everybody, like, does this, like, what?
Yeah.
So Hinshaw, of course, I'm like, poor Astrid. Hinshaw's like, y'all should be okay that I'm over here and I'm minding my business. You handle you. And I'm like, oh God, Hinshaw, please don't hurt Kayla. Please don't hurt Kayla.
I thought it was going to happen for a split second. I was like, but no.
I feel like everybody kind of was on edge for a second, because we all know that, you know, like they said tonight, that Hinshaw can really be a ticking time bomb. So I was a little bit nervous for Kayla's safety. But here we go again, Kayla, with the waterworks. Like, oh my God, I don't understand. Aww.
Kayla.
And so Darnell gives Kayla a lesson on loyalty. And interestingly enough, Astrid kind of pipes in and she's like, yeah, she was like, at the end of the day, like, I want to know that whatever I share with you, whatever I share with Ashley, whatever I share with Darnell, it stays between those, you know, private mm-hmm. conversations. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I want to have a friend who is going to, at the end of the day, be loyal. And they probably said loyalty in that 2 minute period at least 100 times. I should have played a drinking game. We would have had so much fun.
Dang it. Guys,
next time.
Start off.
But I thought it was interesting because I'm just like, now y'all are being real two-faced it now, because I feel like they all have, you know, heard other girls say stuff and mm-hmm. gone right back to tell the person what exactly it was. So I felt like they were kind of being a little bit two-faced it with the Kayla situation.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. You're kind of, again, changing my mind a little bit, because I was like, Kayla. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, I guess you're right. They all are kind of just two-faced. Except for Ashley at the beginning of the first season.
Here's the thing, and Heather and I have talked about this before. I feel like Ashley has done a complete 360. Like, she's toned down her attitude a lot.
Yeah, she totally has.
You know, episode one, she was like, wifey mindset. And mm-hmm. I was like, Ashley, I see it. Girl, you have really, like, got it together. You know, I feel like she's, you know, not been in the forefront of any drama. You know, any drama that she's been in has really just kind of been, like, to Darnell's defense, you know, a few weeks ago. So Ashley's really been kind of, like, reeling it in. And so she kind of tells them, like, hey, Astrid, Kayla, you two should work it out, because I feel like we've all had way bigger issues and dramas and fights than what you two are going through, and it can be salvaged. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really interesting that they were really trying to make Astrid and Kayla make up, but we don't see any type of fostering between Hincha and Astrid.
I'm sure we will see it coming up, because Hincha, as she always says, I forgive, but I don't forget.
Those are words to live by.
Good advice from Hincha.
Very good advice from Hincha. And so, you know, the episode ends with Kayla asking Astrid if she could come up to the roof, because Kayla really, I feel like Kayla's a good person deep down. I think, like what you were saying earlier about truly being a people pleaser and kind of just, you know, I think she was caught off guard. I think she may not be used to, like, people randomly fighting. Unfortunately, where I grew up, you know, people randomly will knock you in your face. It happens. So I wouldn't have been all of that, you know, bewildered about the fact that, you know, a drink got thrown. But she seemed like she was really kind of just like deer in the headlights and just was maybe venting and doesn't remember what she said. And Astrid says she was vulnerable, so I'll forgive her. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was the tears or the wind, but I was like, I'm just glad that two of the girls have decided to mend fences for tonight. And then we see them getting ready to turn up for the night. So I think all in all, Kayla might really understand this thing called loyalty.
And I think just continuing on this whole, like, people pleaser thing, I think it's really hard all of a sudden having such a public kind of, like, everything's now on tape and there's a lot of people holding you to everything, where I think people who aren't on camera all the time can kind of get away with venting more easily and not getting it thrown back at their face. So I think maybe part of what we saw in this episode is her really being, like, adjusting to everything and, like, oh my god, like, literally everything I say now, you know,
it's gonna get thrown right back at you.
Whether that's, you know, a personal call here or conversation over here, it's like all, so I think she's just really adjusting to that, because all the other girls have done this for a season and a half now. They're a little bit more, you know,
seasoned. Mm-hmm. I think that's actually a really good message to not only end off on tonight, but a message for our audience, you guys. At the end of the day, we are in a world where social media is very prevalent, mm-hmm. and people can record you. You know, people will screw up, like, your Twitter mentions from 20 years ago. We see that happening all the time now. And so you kind of just have to be careful, mm-hmm. you know, and not have loose lips. You gotta zip it up. But I really want to get into some predictions, because I think next season is going to be a juicy. Not next season. Next episode is going to be juicy.
It's like, wow, that far ahead.
My brain's already there. So let's start with you. What are your predictions for next
episode? So I foresee a lot of drama once the alcohol starts flowing later in the evening. Because I think Astrid and Hincha, of course. Because here,
backstepping a second.
You guys, it's cold. Every time they say, okay, let's put the drama aside, no drama, is when all the drama starts up, right? So I think they're going to continue on this kind of routine that they have of, like, we're going out, there's not going to be any drama, guys. And then, of course, I think Astrid and Hincha are going to kind of hash out what they're going through. And then I also think Phil might have been a little naughty. or Ashley might think he was naughtier than he was, but I foresee drama with his bachelor party and everything coming to light with that.
I actually think the opposite when it comes to Phil's bachelor party. I think his friends are going to attempt to be very rowdy, and Phil's going to leave. That is my prediction. I think Phil is going to be like, whoa, it's getting a little crazy in here. I'm going to be respectful. I just get this really respectful vibe from Phil. Like, he just seems like a different character, and I'm just like, God, send me somebody like Phil. But that would be another conversation. My prediction also for next week, I think that we see in tonight's previews that a lot of the girls from the LA cast will be on next episode, and I think they're going to stir up some drama. I think we may see Matisha revisit her issues with Nicole now that Nicole from Wags LA is officially married to Larry, Matisha's ex. So I'm predicting the LA cast will really drum up the drama that we see in next week's episode. I know.
I just got really excited, you guys.
I know. So you guys stay tuned. As always, you guys like, comment, tell us your thoughts on tonight's episode and what you guys thought. Tess, tell them one more time where they can find you.
You guys can find me on all social media at Tessa_Saval.
And you guys can find me on all social media platforms at DominiquePESQ. That's it for us tonight, guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.